Adoration is welcoming Jesus with love. The opposite of adoration is not to accept him by ignoring his presence. When Scripture says, "To his own he came, yet his own did not accept him," it describes a situation still today wherever Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is not welcomed. When Jesus says, "No prophet is without honour except in his own house," he is speaking of himself not being known and honoured in the Blessed Sacrament by being ignored and not adored. In a continual effort to make Jesus known and loved in his own house, Pope John Paul II called for perpetual adoration in parishes by saying, "May our adoration never cease." The Pope exclaimed, "Let us go forth to meet him and welcome him, because in the Blessed Sacrament, Christ came for you." Appealing to each one of us personally, the Pope says, "Christ is for you." The words of Scripture tell us what excitement each parish should experience in welcoming Christ in adoration. Scripture says, "Jesus was welcomed. Indeed, they were all waiting for him. People kept coming to him from all sides. They began to praise God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen amongst us. God has visited his people.'" This excitement is heard in the voice of the Pope, who said, "To all people today, I once again repeat the impassionate cry with which I began my pastoral ministry. Do not be afraid. Open, indeed, open wide the doors to Christ. Open to his saving power." A door always open is a sign of welcome. The Pope states, "A parish is a house of welcome to all. For Jesus says, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples.' My house is meant for a house of prayer." For this reason, the Pope exhorted us by saying we should find the time and the desire for prayer, and in particular for adoration. The Gospel scene of Martha and Mary inspires us to take the words of the Pope seriously. This passage teaches us that the top priority in our life should be finding time for adoration, as the best time we spend on earth is time spent with our very best friend, Jesus, in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Mary welcomed Jesus by just sitting at his feet, instead of treating him as if he were not there. Scripture says, "She seated herself at the Lord's feet and listened to his words." This made Martha upset, because there were many household tasks to do. Martha went to Jesus and said, "Tell her to help me." Jesus replied, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things. Only one thing is necessary. Mary, your sister, has chosen the best part, and it shall not be taken from her." When you take time out to spend a quiet hour of prayer in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you are welcoming Jesus with love. You are doing the one thing only that is necessary. In choosing to be with Jesus, you have chosen the very best part. This was the constant teaching of Pope John Paul II, who stated, "Our essential commitment in life as Christians, while we were born, and the whole meaning and purpose of our life, is to grow spiritually in the climate of the Holy Eucharist." The Pope continued, "Everyone is called to grow continually in intimate union with Jesus Christ, who calls each one personally by name, because the voice of Christ is giving an especially urgent invitation at this moment to come closer to him every day. This is why, in choosing to be with Jesus for a holy hour of prayer, you have chosen the very best part, because the Pope definitively says, 'When we come into the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, Christ draws near to us and becomes more intimate to us than we are to ourselves.'" In a busy world, the Pope explained, "All interior life needs silence and intimacy with Christ in order to develop, because following Christ is not an outward imitation, since it teaches man at the very depth of his being. In order to encourage us to advance constantly in Eucharistic life and Eucharistic piety, the Pope exhorted us in saying that our communal worship at Mass must go together with our personal love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in holy hours of prayer, in order that our love for Jesus may be complete. The Holy Spirit brings us together at Mass on Sunday for communal worship. We come as a parish family to give glory to the Father through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Then our Lord stays with us day and night in the Blessed Sacrament. Here is where he calls us to come back sometime during the week to welcome him in adoration. With infinite longing, he appeals to each of us to spend a quiet hour of prayer each week in his presence in order to deepen our union, our friendship, our intimacy, our personal relationship with Jesus, our Savior, who says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you." This hour that Jesus wants you to spend with him each week is spent any way you choose. Some bring their own prayer books. Others read the Holy Bible or pray the Holy Rosary. Others speak to Jesus heart to heart, or you may be so tired or troubled or worn out that you may want to do nothing but just sit and relax and enjoy the sweet peace that comes from simply being with the one who loves you the most, Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. What Jesus wants everyone to know is that he is the easiest person to be with, absolutely the easiest person in the world to please. Recall that Mary Magdalene just sat at his feet, and yet Jesus said that she had chosen the very best part. Even if you think of yourself as the worst person in the world, the worse you think yourself to be, the more graces you receive and the more joy you bring to the heart of Jesus when you humble yourself and come into his presence. An example of this is found in the biblical passage where there was a certain Pharisee who invited Jesus to his house. Jesus was there, as he is in every parish present in the Blessed Sacrament, but the Pharisee did not welcome him. A woman, known in the town to be a sinner, did welcome him. Jesus said to the Pharisee, "You see this woman? I came to your home, and you provided me with no water to wash my feet. She has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since I entered." What an accurate description of every chapel of perpetual adoration. Since one member before the Lord represents every member of the parish, the whole parish honors Christ in his own house. With an unbroken chain of adorers, the person of Christ himself is the center of attention. With unceasing acts of faith, hope, and love, Jesus is truly welcomed in the parish. Joyfully, the Pope states, "I join the faithful all over the world who ceaselessly pray before the Blessed Sacrament. For every chapel of perpetual adoration throughout the world, I raise a fervent prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord." Perpetual adoration is centering our faith, hope, and love on the real and saving presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. The Pope says, "In contemplation, Christians will perceive ever more profoundly that the Eucharist is at the heart of Christian life, and that we should make the Eucharist the center of our lives, because the Pope calls the Catholic faith the religion of dwelling in the heart of God. I therefore encourage Christians," the Pope says, "to regularly visit Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, for we are all called to abide in the presence of God, thanks to him who is with us until the end of time," and says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me will bear much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." When Mary Magdalene was sitting quietly at Jesus' feet, her sister criticized her, as seemingly she was doing nothing. Yet she was doing everything, for Jesus said she was doing the only thing necessary, and that she had chosen the best part. Those who did not believe that Jesus was God while he hung on the cross jeered and mocked him, for seemingly he was doing nothing. Yet he was doing everything, because he was saving the whole human race. For those who do not believe in the real presence, a holy hour is not a top priority, since it does not seem as if anything is happening, yet everything is happening. This is why The Pope declared, "Prayer in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament has greater spiritual value and fruit than the most intense action, even apostolic action. For closeness to Christ in silence and contemplation does not distance us from our contemporaries, but on the contrary, broadens our heart on a global scale. It unites us with our brothers and sisters in humanity. The Church, in this age of feverish activity, attaches the greatest importance of all to adoration as an authentic pastoral activity, because anyone who prays to the Saviour draws the whole world with him and raises it up to God," the Pope emphatically stated. What could be better? There is absolutely nothing greater you can do for God, the Church, and humanity than to bring the whole world closer to Christ. This is the only thing necessary. This is why Jesus assures us of the unsurpassing value and reward in welcoming him in the Blessed Sacrament with holy hours of prayer when he states, "He who welcomes me welcomes him who sent me. He who welcomes a prophet," referring to himself, "receives a prophet's reward." In choosing to be with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for 1 hour each week, you have chosen the best part, because each hour with Jesus brings the whole world and everybody in the world closer to Christ, until at Jesus' name, Emmanuel, God with us in the Blessed Sacrament, every knee will bend in the heavens and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, "Jesus Christ is Lord."